In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. When I respond with some act of love toward someone who has done the act of an enemy toward me, it is Christ who is acting. I am then acting through Christ, and he is acting through me. That is the kind of intimacy that we have with our Lord. We call it synergy. It is an act in cooperation with the incarnate Son of God, where we share in his perfect humanity by fulfilling his commandments, the law of being like Christ, the law of following the new Adam and being his spiritual descendants, his brothers and sisters, his children. This is salvation, to be able to begin acting at one with God, to have our actions be at one with his action. At the beginning, it's difficult. Spiritual therapy is necessary, very similar to the kind of physical therapy that is necessary when someone is seeking to regain the use of their legs. We've all seen films of someone who has been in some terrible catastrophe, and they are walking between those two parallel bars with their arms straight and their legs barely moving. At first, it doesn't seem as though they are moving at all. At what point do those legs begin to bear their own weight? We are learning how to walk at one with Christ God. It is possible, but it's not something that has been given to us as my capacity, my power, my ability. If that were so, then it wouldn't be synergy. It wouldn't be cooperation with God. We are created in the image and likeness of God in order to only be able to be fully human by being in communion and at one with him. Our actions in the world are meant to be ways of bringing his action into the world. This is the beginning of an eternal life at one with God that cannot be destroyed by death, because death has already been destroyed in order to make the living of this life possible. That is the salvation God has brought to us, to return us to being able to be at one with him, even in this world, even though sin, suffering, and death are in chaos around us. We are able to love our enemies with Christ's love of us. We who made ourselves his enemy, he has won to us. Moses' law cleansed the outside, my actions in the world. Unable to act at one with God because of the fall, God gave us commandments and told us, thou shalt not do this thing, thou shalt not do that thing. They were actions that I, or you, or any human being was commanded not to perform. They were external actions of myself. Moses' law intended to cleanse the body from the outside. Christ's law, the law of being at one with the body of Christ, being members of his body, is an internal law. When the physical body dies, it is washed, it is cleansed before burial. Christ's baptism and confession, which is a return to baptism, no more, no less, cleanses us inwardly. We come to him dead, unable to act along with him, condemned to death because we had turned away from the source of life. And our soul is washed internally, and it is awakened by our repentance, and we arise to a new life, able to walk at one with Him. Any one of us who's been brought into this life can take at least one step between those parallel bars as we learn to act, as we learn to walk in synergy with Christ. The first step that is not simply our own, but is a step along with Him, is a difficult step. But walking is always placing one foot in front of the other, one step at a time. God only ever asks us to take one action, one step at a time, one after another, as we walk in synergy with Him. It's interesting that the words of the King James Version, when it comes to the passages that we've just heard from the letter to the Galatians, chooses the same words as the words chosen by the blessed Saint Theophylact in his explanation of the Gospels at the end of the 11th century. We are not saved by works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Now we change it to in. My faith in Him. Me, I'm put in the driver's seat again. Just like in the Old Testament, God tells me what to do and I do it. I choose to do it or I choose not to do it. That isn't the teaching of the Orthodox Christian faith. That isn't the fullness of the gospel. St. Maximus the Confessor said that Christ never deliberated as to what He should do. He did. He acted. There was no separation between His human will and the divine will. And that's how it's meant to be with us. We ought not to have to deliberate, but to do along with Christ. Because this faith of Christ, it is His faith and our faith at one. He is faithful to us always. Never unfaithful, never faithless. His faith is always there. Ours is the one that wavers. If we are to have the faith of Christ, it is the faith that one has when one is at one with God through Christ, His incarnate Son. My faith and His faith are meant to be one faith. And any action that I do in the world, if it is a work of faith, and not of the law, comes from within, from our oneness with God. Not a oneness that we keep and hold as our own, but a oneness that we use every time we act at one with Christ. Every time there is an action that is selfless, that empties us and fulfills His interpretation of the commandments. Love God with all of your heart, soul, mind, strength, and your neighbor as yourself, because you are meant to be at one with them in Christ. That's the old commandments internalized so that it becomes the shape of our internal life. God has restored our human life to us so that we can act at one with Him, so that we can live at one with Him, so that we can turn our backs on the things of the world and stop acting separately from Him, outside of Him. Every sin, every missing of the mark is an action outside of our oneness with Christ. And we repent, not as we would under the law, because we have done something that we ought not to have done. We have broken some commandment imposed on us. We repent because we realize that we have lost our oneness with Him. We have acted in some way that put us first, that set us up in His place, and acted as though I alone, separate from God, like Satan who rebelled against Him, have been acting on my own, independent, outside of synergy and love with God. And when we confess, Every time it is a confession that we have acted outside of the will of God, outside of our granted possible oneness with his actions of love in the world. Works of faith, works of love, not works under the law. We confess that we have been selfish, preferring ourselves over our brother, our friend, our wife, our husband, our child, or someone we just meet in the street. We have acted as though they were separate from us and we were separate from Christ. And that is missing the mark. That is the meaning of sin. And when we do such a thing, unless we are so separate from consciousness that we don't even notice that we have done such a thing, then we ask God's forgiveness, not to forgive us as a criminal would be forgiven in court, but to forgive us as a child is forgiven before their father, bringing them back into the home, bringing them back into a oneness of love and synergy with our Heavenly Father. That is the intimacy that Christ has given us. We are not saved by works of the law. We are saved by the faith of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.